Greetings to the brightest audience in the country. I am Bob Benyart, America's most popular self-proclaimed right-wing religious fanatic, homophobic anti-choice talk show host, an $800 million stimulus package. Would it be right? Would it be justified to borrow money from our grandkids to make our lives better? Is that right? Is that just? How does it relate to God's enduring command, do not steal? How does it relate? We'll be talking with the director of America's Independent Party, Tom Heffling, who also was Alan Key's campaign manager, in just a moment on that and other questions. But I want to thank everybody in the audience so far. We are over $8,900 toward our telethon goal of $20,000 for this February. Every year we have a broadcast telethon in February. And so we are so close to $9,000, $8,940. If you could help, please call us 1-800-8-NYART, 1-800-836-9278. Now, America's Independent Party is the party that nominated Alan Keyes for their presidential running mate. Alan was on the ballot in a handful of states around the country, including Colorado, and his vice presidential running mate was the president of American Right to Life, Brian Rohrbaugh, who's a longtime friend of this program. Well, Alan Keyes, political director and also the director of America's Independent Party, is Tom Heffling. And I have never before had the honor of interviewing Tom. And now, Tom, for the first time, welcome to Bob Benyart Live.
Hey, Bob. It's great to be here.
Wow, what an honor. It's been a long time coming, Tom Heffling.
You're one of my favorite people. You're one of my heroes of the personhood movement.
I'm so thankful.
And it's a pleasure to be here.
So, Tom, I want to talk about America's Independent Party. I want to talk about your work with Alan Keyes. But for the audience, so they could get you in their minds, could you spell your name for us? It's H-O-E-F. Is that right?
Right. H-O-E-F-L-I-N-G. That's right.
All right. Tom Heffling. So, Tom, America's Independent Party, so significant here in Colorado. We had a choice for president, somebody to vote for that did not support the mass slaughter of innocent children, and that was Alan Keyes. What's happening with America's Independent Party? What are you guys doing?
Well, you know, we're mostly longtime Republicans. We're folks who, you know, served in the trenches in the GOP for decades at every level. I live here in Iowa, and at one time I served on the state committee here, you know, served as a precinct chairman, was involved in the Iowa caucuses and grassroots stuff and recruiting candidates, and, you know, I've worked on campaigns all across the country. But we just reached a point where the Reagan pro-life plank, the one that recognizes the personhood of the unborn and their protection by the 14th Amendment, you know, we'd said all along that if the party walked away from that plank, they were walking away from us. And, in fact, with the nomination of John McCain, they did exactly that. We hung in there through the Republican nominating process, which unfortunately this go-round was turned into a Soviet-style process, completely run by money and the media. We stuck through it, and we went through it, and we, you know, had to prove, I guess, to ourselves and those who follow Dr. Keyes that there just wasn't anything left for us in the party. Yeah. And so we reached that point for many years. Many of us had thought perhaps the Constitution Party was a fallback trench to fight from if the GOP went south. We spent some time with them trying to see if there, you know, was a way that we could work together. That was not possible.
Mm-hmm.
For a number of reasons, foreign policy being one of the primary ones.
Well, you know what's... Tom, you know what's interesting? That during the campaign, one of the criticisms by conservatives against John McCain was that if Obama won, the Democrats, the liberals, could count on, you know, one or two Republican senators to cross the aisle to help bring about Barack Obama's agenda. And those senators, and John McCain was one of the senators. It's Republican senator from Arizona, Republican senator from Maine. These are basically Democrats who masquerade as Republicans. And so John McCain could be counted on by the liberals to help pass Barack Obama's agenda.
I don't know if you saw it, but some number of months ago before the election, the former senator from Pennsylvania, Rick Santorum, wrote some articles in which he spelled out very clearly what's gone on for the last decade. John McCain in the back room of the Senate was opposing every bit of pro-life, pro-family legislation that came along. And so John McCain's been supporting the same agenda as Barack Obama for a very long time. It's just got a Republican smiley face painted on it, that's all. And you know, any complaints about this most recent socialization of our economy, you got to remember, even before the election, John McCain already helped to let the horse out of the barn, you know.
Oh, yeah, the socializing of banks so that we have increasingly we move toward nationalized banks, that's a Republican operation. It started with George W. Bush. It had the support of John McCain and the Republicans. And you know what's interesting, Tom? We see now the Republicans, they posture somewhat because they don't like all the spending proposed by the Obama administration. But when a Republican wins the White House, the spending goes so wildly out of control in what previous Democratic administrations were able to accomplish because the Republicans go along with every spending request from the White House, and they even increase those requests. So now at least there's a show as though the Republicans don't like the spending.
Yeah, well, couple of things. You know, the old joke is, you know, the Democrats propose to tear down the Washington Monument. Republicans come back with a counterproposal to do it in three stages, right? But, you know, we've seen what can happen. You know, back during the election last year, I had people saying, oh, you've got to go for the lesser of two evils. You don't know what the lesser of two evils is. Look at what's happened under Republicans. Let's take Mitt Romney, for example. Socialized medicine, taxpayer-funded abortions for $50, the complete homosexualization of state government and the public schools.
Promotion of homosexual marriage.
Yes, well, he's the father of gay marriage. He used his power to implement and institute gay marriage in Massachusetts completely unconstitutionally. You know, and the list goes on. And permanent assault weapons ban, that was done at least in part because it had a Republican label on it.
Yeah. Hey, Tom Hoefling with America's Independent Party. Next week, I'll be interviewing, I don't want to give the name out, but it's a leading conservative who was one of the hundreds who lied to Christians during the campaign, during the primary in 2008, and said that Mitt Romney governed as a pro-lifer. I mean, that is just a lie.
I hate to say this, Bob, but I'm going to say it because I know this to be true. I don't know which one it is, but I've looked at a lot of these so-called conservative pro-life leaders. Follow the money.
Follow the money. A lot of money has flowed from the Mitt Romney camp, including through Ray Ruddy, who endorsed Mitt Romney, who's a pro-homosexual, radically pro-abortion politician trying to sell him to pro-life Christians as though he's on our side. He is the enemy. He's child-killing, pro-homosexual extremist Mitt Romney.
Let me say something to your listeners quite unequivocally, Bob. Mitt Romney spent his career and made his fortune as a leveraged buyout guy. He has been in the process now for the last couple of years of doing a leveraged buyout of the Republican Party. And that process is very nearly complete. Folks need to wake up. He's got his people high up in the RNC. They're in control. The satellite organizations, what I call the wholly owned subsidiaries of the GOP, things like the CNP and National Right to Life and Heritage and all of these organizations, huge amounts of money have been flowing from Romney to those organizations. I think any conservative who gives one nickel to any of those organizations has lost their mind.
This is a problem, because for those listening to this right now, I'm talking with Tom Hoefling with America's Independent Party and Alan Keyes, political director. You guys might not realize, Tom, this morning I got a call from a Christian talk show host who's not the top tier, but I'd say he's the second tier of a conservative pro-life talk show host on in about 20 cities around the country. And he said, Bob, let's do a show next week, but what's the current topic? And I said, how about that Mitt Romney is a radical pro-homosexual, pro-abortion politician scamming the body of Christ? And he said, oh, that's old news. That's not relevant. Let's do something relevant. And I said, no, he is in the process of deceiving the Christian leaders in this country, and that he is our ally, that he's pro-life, that he's pro-family, and he is the opposite. So he is a wolf in sheep's clothing, and he's being invited into the fold, to the flock, by our leaders, by the shepherds. So this is crucial that we expose the wickedness so that we'll know who we can trust when we advocate influencing our government.
Well, you've kind of tipped into a little another area of this, which is the so-called conservative media.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, far too much of that is as corrupted as the rest of the Republican Party leadership.
Mm-hmm.
How many of them have you heard ask questions about whether perhaps Barack Obama should show us his proof that he's actually qualified to be president of the United States? Where's the demand that the Constitution be followed?
Yeah, that's a good point. WorldNet Daily has some excellent archived articles. In fact, one written by Alan Keyes and John Haskins about Obama being born in Kenya. And Obama could have, instead of hiring lawyers and spending maybe $1 million, he could have just turned over a $5 copy of his birth certificate, but he doesn't want to do that. So that is an interesting issue. But you know what it shows us, Tom, that the U.S. Supreme Court, they don't care about the law. They really don't. They care about their own agendas, each one of the justices. They have no obligation to God or to his enduring command, do not murder. And once you've crossed that boundary, if you're willing to compromise on murder, you're willing to compromise on anything. So the Republican Supreme Court, they don't care one whit about right and wrong, about the Constitution, the law. And the same is true of the Republicans in the House and the Senate. The same is true of John McCain. So we've reached a point where humanism and man exalting himself above God and above God's law is the norm in our country.
I absolutely agree. You've just perfectly described virtually our entire political and legal and media class. Can I use that as an opportunity to explain a little bit about what the AIP is about?
Please do, Tom.
What you just said is at the core of what we're about. Anybody who knows much about Alan Keyes knows at the core of his political philosophy is the founding paragraph of this country that we find in the Declaration of Independence that spells out the self-evident truth that our rights come from God and they're therefore unalienable. You know, you just mentioned the fact that these people don't care. In fact, they don't care about their sworn oath before God to defend and uphold the Constitution of the United States. And so at the core of our party, first of all, we're not an open association like all of these existing parties. We're a closed association. Only 100% conservative people are going to make 100% of the decisions about 100% of our candidates and our leaders.
Tom, are you saying that, let's say somebody joined the party and they got some support in some Nevada, wherever, and then they want to introduce a pro-abortion plank into the party, like happened a while back with the Constitution Party in one state wanting to endorse a pro-choice with exceptions candidate? Are you saying that you guys would not permit a pro-abortion plank to be adopted?
Well, first of all, I would urge people to go to aipnews.com, and at the very top of the page, they'll see a link to our platform, which is the most pro-life platform in the history of the United States. Hmm. And its core is personhood, the very inception of biological development until natural death. Also, I would ask them to look at our personal affiliation agreement. Now, if somebody comes in and they're a pro-abort and they read that personal affiliation agreement and they sign it, they've just lied, okay?
Right.
And it will take us about 5 minutes to figure it out because we have a real party with real people talking on a regular basis doing real politics.
With real principles. Yeah, Tom, with real principles, when conservatives point to somebody like John McCain and they say he's a Republican in name only, a rhino, in a way, that's not true because the Republican Party today is pro-choice. Maybe they have some exceptions, but it's pro-homosexual, pro-choice, anti-Christian worldview. So a liberal Republican is a Republican. He's not a Republican in name only. He represents what the party has become. America's Independent Party has principles that are based on our Creator God and his revelation to us.
Yeah, this is something I really didn't really figure out fully until the last year or so. But in a way, the existing parties had to be overrun by evil because let's say you had a house, okay, and you lived by Skid Row or by the Mexican border, let's say, okay, and you put a big old 4x8 sign out in front of your house that said, anybody who wants to can move in, okay, anybody
right.
who wants to. It's an open association. How long do you think you could live in that house?
Wow, not too long.
Okay, I mean, let me put it in.
So the big tent, yeah, the big tent, we've always had a problem with the big tent here at Bob and Yurt Live. But go ahead, give us another illustration.
Well, another one, I mean, let's say you had a cup of wine. It was 80% full. You know, I heard Michael Steele, who is a deceiver of the highest order. I mean, he helped Christy Todd Whitman found the Republican Leadership Council, which is designed to elect pro-abort, pro-homosexual agenda candidates.
Yeah, former governor of New Jersey, pro-abortion, liberal, whole bit, right.
Yeah, so anyway, I heard him make an analogy. They love to go back to Reagan, and Reagan says somebody agrees with me 80% of the time, blah, blah, blah. Of course, they take that and say, well, we have to accept everything this so-called 20% wants to do. Well, you know, if you got 80% of the finest wine in a cup, and you say it's okay if you put 20% cyanide in there.
Right.
I mean,
There are some issues that are exclusionary to all other issues. For example, if you got a great candidate, but you found out he took a bribe last year, well, then that would be disqualifying. A great candidate, but he raped a woman, a great candidate, but he supports lynching blacks or killing Jews or aborting babies, these are disqualifying issues.
Yeah, I mean, they say Hitler liked dogs. No big deal.
Right.
You know, I like dogs too, but
yeah,
whatever.
And the Third Reich had all kinds of initiatives for the welfare of children. You know, when Hillary's book came out, Tom Heffling, and Tom is with America's Independent Party, Hillary's book came out years ago, It Takes a Village to Raise an Idiot or something like that. It takes a village. Tom, I pretended I had her book in front of me. We took a dust cover and we put it on Mein Kampf. And I was quoting from Mein Kampf on the air in 80 cities, a nightly show for an hour. And I read quotes like the rights of children should supersede the rights of adults and that the government should use its revenues to take care of children. And I said, you know, this stuff is just false. And liberals called in to defend it and the dust cover slid off. And I wasn't reading from Hillary. I was reading from Adolf Hitler, Mein Kampf. But, you know, so much in that book is just so liberal. And it's accepted as truth and by liberals.
I one time saw somebody put a few pages of Ted Kaczynski's writings, The Unabomber,
right
next to Al Gore's Earth in the Lurch or Earth in the Balance or whatever it was called. And you absolutely could not tell the difference.
And say, try to discern the difference. Right, exactly.
Yeah, you just couldn't.
Yeah. So, Tom, we only have a couple more minutes, but the crisis in the Republican Party, I think, is complete. I think that, you know, I'm not a prophet, can't predict the future, but I don't believe, sort of like Harvard, Princeton, and Yale started as Christian universities to spread the gospel, and they become worldly, which institutions do over time. And now you'd be wasting your time if you tried to reform them to become godly organizations again. It's not going to happen. I think the Republican Party has probably passed the point of no return.
I think you're probably right, Bob. But here's the thing, and here's where my hope lies. I have no confidence in any of our name political leadership, or almost none of them. I've come to the conclusion that none of those people are going to help save our country. The only people that can help or that can save our country are regular people who don't have a name, but they have a heart for this country and for America's principles. The unalienable right to life and liberty, you know, the protection of our Second Amendment rights, you know, economic freedom, border security, you know, a strong defense, all of these things. Those people are the only hope. And the only hope is if they will dedicate themselves to getting up off their couch potato political stance and shut off the pundits and get up and in an organized, you know, dedicated, organized, united fashion and become the media. Don't count on the media at all. We have the means to communicate directly with people. We don't need the media. You're living proof of that, Bob.
Well, Tom, it's our goal to expose the lies, especially the deadly lies, the murderous lies, and the leaders who are at war against the Christian worldview, and to promote those who humble themselves before Jesus Christ. So that's why it's been an honor to work with you. This is Tom Heffling with America's Independent Party and also with Alan Keyes. Tom, we're about out of time. Could you give contact information in case someone would like to get involved with America's Independent Party?
Sure. The first thing, you can email me, tom@aipnews.com, tom@aipnews.com. I would ask people to check that site out. It's set up so that our people can become the media. They affiliate. They can post there. They can help build their own local affiliates.
Yeah.
I would also ask them to check out a website called Ban Abortion Now.
BanAbortionNow.com.
Right. This is our national issues affiliate. It's the Personhood Imperative is our pro-life affiliate for the party. And
praise God.
There we have a proclamation and pledge modeled after the Emancipation Proclamation. And it's hardcore, buddy. And if you can go there and if you can read that, and if you're a Christian and you realize that this country isn't going to turn around until Christians quit compromising principle.
If Christians Tom Hoefling, if Christians will compromise on God's command, do not murder, they will compromise anywhere. And certainly our secular leaders are never going to get their act together when our Christian leaders are compromising on do not murder. Thank you, Tom, for being a hero and for your work with Alan Keyes and Brian Werbaugh.
Thank you, Bob. God bless you, brother.
Oh, wait, that's your email ID and the website. Is there a phone number, or do we just go with the email and the?
Yeah, if folks want to talk to me, I am available all the time, but it'd be best if they'd email me first, tom@aipnews.com.
Sounds great.
And I wish people would go check out Alan Keyes' new blog. It's loyaltoliberty.com. He's doing a lot of writing right now, and I think people will gain a lot from listening to him. We're also having multiple national conference calls every week that people can get on, talk to Dr. Keyes, talk to good, solid.
Yeah, the best way for somebody to get on one of those conference calls, the weekly conference calls, which are tremendous, what's the best way for folks to get that information?
It's always up on Tuesdays and Thursdays are the calls, 9 o'clock Eastern, which would be 7 o'clock Mountain.
And the details are at loyaltoliberty.com, is that right?
No, they're at aipnews.com.
All
and
right.
If folks are having trouble finding it, just email me, tom@aipnews, and I'll make sure they get the information.
Thank you so much, Tom Hoefling. May God bless you. Appreciate that. Okay,
right.
Now in studio, we have Doug McBurney. Doug, welcome back.
I'm glad to be here, Bob. Breaking news on the telethon.
Yeah.
We have had a tremendous amount of contact with your friends and your partners.
Oh.
And if folks want to find out the goals we've set here at Bob Enyart Live for the radio broadcast and partnerships with our other ministries, give us a call, 1-800-836-9278. We'll tell you what we're doing, and we'll show you how you can help and be a part of achieving the goals we've set for this ministry.
And you've got three goals, so people could call 800-836-9278.
Yeah.
Talk to Doug.
We'll let you know about our top three goals. Now, Bob, Colorado's in the lead. They're approaching $4,000 donated.
Whoa.
By the time I finish,
Thank you, Colorado.
By the time I finish speaking here, we will be over $10,000. But someone needs to call right now. Someone needs to call us right now and make a donation. It doesn't need to be more than $100, and we'll go over $10,000, half the goal. Someone needs to call us right now.
We'll be at 50%.
At 1-800-836-9278. If someone can call right now with a donation, you will be the one to put us over 50%. Indiana's in second place, by the way, with approaching $2,000. Now, I'm
Indiana
a little bit...
Helping.
Indiana. Well, we would expect that. I'm a little bit... Oklahoma's not on the board yet.
Oklahoma's
not on the board yet. Wyoming's not on the board yet. Oklahoma and Wyoming, you got to step up. Did we get it? We just got a donation for
$60. $60. Does that put us over the...
That puts us over $10,000 for the telethon this month.
We're at 50%.
Praise the Lord.
That is so encouraging,
Praise the Lord.
Doug.
Folks, give us a call. We'll tell you what we're doing. We'll tell you about our goals. If you agree with our goals... You can be a part of achieving them with a simple financial contribution. What could be simpler?
50%, and it's February 11th. Doug, we are ahead of schedule. This is exciting.
Well, we will do it.
Because by the end of the month, $20,000, I think you're right. I think we will do it.
Oh,
we've been
will.
Worried about the economy, the economic crisis. We even lowered our goal from last year.
Well, we're going to work harder to get it this year because we're going to keep you on the air for another year because we've got to achieve these goals. This isn't just about make work projects like the stimulus program. This is real work.
This is real work.
Amen.
Doug McBurney, thank you so much for helping out, helping us reach our goals with the BEL Broadcast Telethon, Maranatha Christian Center. We're at a wonderful school in Arvada. And our website is kgov.com. Please help.